should be a schus refuah shlema for Yosef Betzalel ben Rus, as well as also Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Basya. It's a shem that should have a refuah shlema. So we have to pick up some ground because in about 10 minutes the Daf Yomi is going to be ahead of us, so we should really cover ground. We're up to a very, very unique Gemara, different style Gemara. Gemara that at the face of it seems to be a little bit of an Agadata, but there are some fascinating Yesodos that really come out of learning an Agadata well. And very apropos, as I wrote in the WhatsApp group, something that really is Hashkacha Pratis, that we reach Mamish at the juncture, the time of Bein HaMetzarim, which is the Zman to be Osek and being Metaken and fixing Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. This is definitely a relevant Gemara for this man. Tana Rabbanan, the bottom of Yeruba Bay is the last line. Ein ma'abrines hashana ella b'mizumana. You can't be ma'abrines hashana. That's what we started learning last week. The nature of Ibra Hashana. We learned in detail the Rambam and the Ramban, how that works, and do you need a Bezdin HaGadol or do you not? But now the Gemara says you need b'mizumanim. What does it mean to be mizumanim? It means to be invited. It means the rabbanim, whether you start off with 3, 5, 7, whoever is going to be involved in the Ibra process, has to be singled out. Says Rashi b'mizumanim, she'zminon hanasi mi ba'erev. That already, you can't even get invited a second before. You have to get an invitation already from that night. The Mefarshim explain that the Dayanim themselves, before they even convene, should already start thinking, is it Taka, does it warrant Ibra Shana? Does the year need it? What do you think? They should already start preparation, and that's the purpose of the Hazmana. But sounds like the Hazmana has to be, says Rashi. Not only, Gemara never told us who does the Hazmana, which Hazmana, where Hazmana, who sent out the invitations. Maybe it's like a wedding invitation. Says Rashi, no, you need a Hazmana from the Nasi, specifically the Nasi. Why that is, we're not 100% clear. What role the Nasi is. Mr. Shem, we'll get back to that. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, and there's a story to back this up. Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, Sha'amar Hishkimu Li Shiva La'aliyah, that he says, seven, where's the number seven? Seven is for the Ibra Shana, like we learned in the last Gemara. And they should go up to the attic. Hishkimu Matza Shmoina. He got up there and he found 8. Amar, he said, whoever came here without Rishus, without my Hazmana, who basically slipped through, didn't see, by the security guard in the front, and somehow, wiggled his way in, should get up and leave. Amad Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan got up. Va'amar Ani Husha Alisi. Shalob Rishus. I'm the person who got up without permission. And you're right, I didn't come for Ibra Hashanah, Chalila. I wouldn't have such a chutzpah that I'm a dayan, it's rari. But I needed to now learn halacha lemaisa, so I came to be mishamish talmidei chachamim and to watch these great dayanim, the other 7 that are here. Amar lo, so Rav Gamliel said back to Shmuel HaKatan, Shev b'ni Shev. Sit. Ru'uyus kol Hashanim kulin. Lehisaber al yodcha. Ela amru chachamim ein ma'abrines hashana ela bizmimizumonim la. Rabbi Gamliel responded, it's so fitting what you just did that all the years should be me'ubara.
Did they say anything that did it just to face for someone else?
Oh, so says the Gemara, v'loy shmuel hakatan haya. It wasn't shmuel hakatan. Ela ina shachrini. But it was rather another person. Umachmas kisufa hu da'ovid. And what happened? Shmuel Anavi couldn't even bear the fact that a person's going to suffer and get embarrassed. So therefore he took the fall. He said it was him when it really wasn't him. And therefore he was ready to leave. So there are a few kashas. First of all, why doesn't Rabbi Gamliel know who the person that's not supposed to be there? He sent the invitation. So the guy, I don't know, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, whatever it is, whoever's not invited, walk off to him. So you want to say, no, Rabbi Gamliel also wanted to be a little sensitive. He was maybe aware, says the Maharsha. He was aware who it was, and therefore he wanted to do it in a general term to not, like, mamish, making, you know, a brawl over here. But I have a further question. How could Shmuel Hanavi get up, Shmuel HaKatan, I'm sorry, get up and say, it was me, I wasn't invited? And what was Shmuel HaKatan doing? He was walking out the door until Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Shev v'ni Shev, he was about to leave. I have a kashan Shmuel HaKatan. You're going to leave, then there's going to be six left. It's not going to be an Ibra Shana, because Ibra Shana has to be b'muzumanim. So how can Shmuel HaKatan, very nice, you're a tzaddik, you're very nice, I like your Ben Adam L'chaveiro, but you're messing up the whole calendar for all of Klal Yisrael right now. And everything's going to be Shaloka did. So, because like Mark's pointing out, there's one guy that's not Mizuman there. So, there's different ways to approach this issue. First of all, if you look at the Rabbeinu Hananel on the side of the Gemara, that's the question. So that's what we have to answer. So says the Rabbeinu Hananel, Bimu Zumanim La, the top line, Mice, everyone have it on the side of the Tosos. Bimu Zumanim La, yeah, we're good. Bimu Zumanim La, Mice, Rabbi Gamliel, Sha'amr Yishkimu Shivala Aliyah, Alu Matsa Shmaina. Amr Misha Allah Shaloi Bershus, Yerid. Amr Shmuel Katanani Alisi Shaloi Bershus. Velo La Aber Alisi, Elamid Allah Chutzrahti. So that's, he just summed up the Gemara. Perish. Kol ha-mashkimin ha-magdimin v'nichnosim ba'aliyah minu muzumanim va'ola achargach hu'ayla shaloi bershus. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, we misunderstood the whole Gemara. I made it like wedding invitations. Or that the Nasi goes for a shmooze to every guy's house and says, I'd like you, I'm singling you out, you're going to be part of my team, my Ibra Hashanah team. You made the cut. The seven guys. That's not, Rabbeinu Hananel says, it's not such an exciting situation over here. That they get the envelope and, you know, you lock the door and then you open it up with your wife. Oh, we made it, we made it. We got into medical school. No, that's not what's happening over here. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, the Nasi just says, the first seven guys upstairs are the ones that are counting for the Ibra Hashanah. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's very positive. Shmuel HaKatan could have said that this guy got there first. It wasn't like, oh, I'm one of the unique guys. And then the Rabbeinu Hananel goes on further. He quotes from the Yerushalmi. Uperish for Yerushalmi, a few lines down before, and the first word on the line is Lo Ratzel Levazoso. Shmuel HaKatan didn't want to embarrass. Uperish for Yerushalmi, Shelo Ibrua Be'oso Ayom, Elei Fligu Oso Ayom, B'divrei Torah V'irbiru B'yom Acher. According to the Pshat in Yerushalmi, they didn't actually carry out the Ibra Hashanah in that situation. So yes, Shmuel HaKatan, in order to save someone's embarrassment, was ready to get up. You know why? Because they actually didn't carry out Ibra Hashanah then. And they only talked about it, and they only had a discussion about it, so it's not such a question. The Ran in the Chidushi Aran in this Gemara says, it's a different shot. The Nasi didn't walk over to everyone in the house. He sent a shliach. He sent a shliach to invite the people. The Marsha on this Gemara has the same exact shot as the Ran, that it was done a hazman al yidei shliach, and he explains the Gemara beautifully. I say to you, Eitan, do me a favor, get me seven guys. I need seven guys. So now a shliach could say, what does that mean? You need seven guys including you, or you need seven guys in addition to you? So the shliach said, heard Rabbi Gamliel said, get me seven guys. Do me a favor, fetch for me seven guys. He got seven guys. So then what happened, says the Maharsha, so all of them, at the end of the day, were mizumanim. Because they were part of the original number. Rabbi Gamliel chapped, and he said, someone's here. Ah, the shliach thought I meant seven excluding me. So it turns out, Shmuel HaKatan would have been able to leave, and they still would have had a din of mizumanim. Yeah.
I'm afraid to say weak terror.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they've been doing this for many years.
Yeah.
So
okay, so maybe Rav Gamaliel wasn't feeling well this Ibra Hashanah. I hear. Maybe that's what you mean by weak parrots, yeah? He was weak, yeah. Who's Shalur Bershus? No, that's what Rav Gamaliel's saying. Rav Gamaliel said, somebody's here, Shalur Bershus, then he chat. Oh! No, the Shliach must have did. And Shmuel HaKatan chat what happened, and therefore he was allowing to leave. You're right, it's a lot Mechusim and Asefer, yeah.
Is there another question? He said, I'm not here to not hear this, I'm here for something else.
How did Shmuel Katan lie, you mean? Shmuel Katan was Mizuman. That's what the Gemara is saying. Shmuel Katan was in the Chevra. In order to save the other guys, he lied basically in order to save the embarrassment of the other person. Right. Oh, that's a good question. So it could be they were holding by the end already. It could be they were holding by already. We had the process with three. We got to five. And now we're going up to seven. Again, why do they have to go up to the attic? I imagine the three and five process didn't have to be in the attic. There was something about the seven, which is going to seal the deal of being actually a Shana Muberes, that they actually needed to do. Right, exactly. That's what this is the show of the century, yeah.
The attic is no one on the outside would know the story except for the Gemara
tells us.
They want the secrecy here.
Ah. Soda Ibor. Soda Ibor. I guess so. I don't know what the Gemara is. So the Yerushalmi holds they weren't. The Yerushalmi holds it never was done. The Pashtus and the Bavli was that they were Ma'abir. If you hold like the Bavli, you have to say something like the Ran with the Marsha or something, some other pshat. But in the Yerushalmi, it sounds like they weren't Ma'abir. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. Why was he called Shmuel HaKotan? The answer, no. What? Oh, so that's one reason. Some Rishonim say that was the reason. But also in light of the Gemara, that's exactly who he was. That's his essence. He was Makdin himself, exactly. Mamish. Yeah.
The only one could create a Birkat Aminim.
Right. Oh, exactly. Right. Cook has a mimer on that. Yeah. Ki hod Yosef Rabbi v'kadarish v'areach reach shum. Listen to this story. Rebbe, this is Rebbe. This is like, if you were able to hear a shir by Rebbe, you would travel across the country to hear this. This was like the all-star, the goyin ha-goyinim, the author of the Mishnah, Rebbe. Rebbe was giving shir. And somebody took out his lunch, and he had some garlic in it. And what happened? It stunk. The garlic started smelling up the whole base medrash. Amar misha achol shum yetzeh. Whoever's eating garlic, get out of here. Amud Rabbi Chia v'yatza. So Rabbi Chia got up and he left. Amdu kulon. So then all the talmidim of the shir followed Rabbi Chia and they all left v'yatzu. B'shachar the next morning, matzah Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon the son of Rebbe, l'Rabbi Chia, he finds him in the street. He says, Amalei, atahu shi'tzarta la'aba. You're the guy who ate garlic in my father's shear and caused that whole issue? How could you eat garlic in my father's shear? Amar lo, lo tehek zayis b'Yisrael. Said Rabbi Chia, chalila did I eat shum in the middle of the shear. Rabbi Chia mehecha gamal. Lo tehek zayis b'Yisrael. And so what? So the Gemara doesn't end off. The Gemara says the same exact thing that we just learned. He didn't want to embarrass the guy who was actually eating shum. And therefore, Rabbi Chia got up. And he left. Rabbi Chia mehecher gamerla. So how did Rabbi Chia know to do that, not to embarrass them? So the Gemara says, from Rabbi Meir, Tisanya maista b'isha achas, because there was a brisa that said a woman shabasal beis medrash shel Rabbi Meir that came to the beis medrash of Rabbi Meir, amrlo Rabbi echad mikem kadshenu bebia. She said to Rabbi Meir, one of your talmidim was mekadesh me with bia, with relations, which really minat Torah is absolutely not a problem. The first mission in Kedushin tells us, Ha'isha miskadeshes b'shlosha, Ha'isha nichres b'shlosha drachim. Kesef, which is what we do with the Bizman Hazeh, Shtar, with a document, or with Bia. Minatayra, you're able to do that. It's a pasuk in Chumash. The Gemara later on Daf Yud says, Rav Mangid amanda mekadesh b'bia. Rav made a takana that he's going to give lashes midirabonon on someone who's going to be mekadesh b'bia, even though technically in the Torah it's totally mutter. Why? Says the Gemara, Mishum Pritzusa. Because midirabonon, they saw that it's not something that's appropriate, so therefore they saw. So this woman came in and said, I'm an Eishes Ish, I'm a married man, a married woman to one of these men, and I can't now get married because I'm married to one of these men, and what? And the person who was married me got married to me through Bia, and there was Eidim there and everything. So Rebbe Meir said, what is that? If I'm going to figure out who's the Talmud of mine that's going to do it and is going to write the get, so then what? I'm going to embarrass him because he went against Raz Takana of not to be Mekadosh Rebbe Bia. Listen to what happened. Amad Rebbe Meir, so Rebbe Meir stood up, Vikasav lo get krisis, and he wrote her a get. Vinasan lo, and he gave it to her. Amdu kisvu kula minasnu lo. And all of them got up and followed Rebbe Meir and gave her a get in order to avoid that the one person should be embarrassed. So within the 200 Talmidim, the actual one who was married to her actually wrote the get, and we didn't have to actually embarrass the person in the process. Before, right? Was it Rebbe Meir before Rav? Yeah. Rav was a Tanu Polik. Yeah, that could be. That's a good aura. He's saying that Rav was the one who enforced it. He gave lashes, but already before him. But that's fascinating. It's a great aura. Yeah. You see from this Gemara, L'chora, that already the Issur D'Rabbanan existed already preceding Rav.
But that's locked up in the liquid. Because it's either way, it's a Bizayah.
Was it a Bizayah? I don't know. Before it's Aster? No. Not that he didn't want to give a get. The issue was over here that someone married me with Bia. Before Rav, unless you say what Adi's saying that, or what you were answering, that it became Usser, so then I don't know why there would have been Bizar. It's a great aura. Excellent. Reb Meir Mehecha Gamrla, so how did Reb Meir know it? Mishmuel HaKotam. From Shmuel HaKotam, from the story that we started off with. Mishmuel HaKotam Mehecha Gamrla, Mishachni Ben Yechiel. Tichsiv vayan shachni ben yichil mebnei elam vayomer leezer anachnu maalnu beloheinu v'noshav nashim nachrios me'ame haaretz. The people there said, the shachni ben yichil said that many of us, including himself, married goyim. And as he was confessing to Ezra of the Isra that the many of the people were marrying goyim, even though he was not involved in the sin, he followed the same thing. Where did Shachne ben Yechiel learn to do this thing to make himself that he did the Aveira in order not to embarrass someone else? Mi Yoshua. Already back from the Navi Yoshua. Dichsiv. Vayomer Hashem al Yoshua. Kum leich. Lama ze ata noifel al ponecha. Why are you falling flat on your face? This was by the sin of Achan. Chati Yisrael, Amr Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Chatas or Yoshua, asked who was the one who sinned. And what is the Ribbono Shel Olam answered? Amr Lo V'chidilter Ani. Am I going to be the one who's going to gossip to you and tell you who of Am Yisrael is the one who sinned? V'chidilter Ani Lecha? Hatil Garolos. Make a lottery and let the lottery single out who is the one who sinned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to. So says Shachni Ben Yechiel, so that's the source from the Rabbeinu Sholem and Sefer Yoshua, that the Rabbeinu Sholem made it that everyone sinned. It says, what does it say? Lama ze'ata noifal panecha chote Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all of Am Yisrael was chote, when really only Achan was chote. So Yoshua tries to single out who it was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not a diltor, I'm not a gossiper, I'm not going to embarrass him. Rather, what we're going to stick with, that all of Am Yisrael sins. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva for Mechanchim. It's a fascinating tshuva. It discusses many different things that are relevant, even Bizman HaZeh, even Bizman HaBein HaMetzarim. The Shulchan Aruch talks about hitting a Talmud and hitting a son during the Zman of Bein HaMetzarim. You know, whether it's not, it's okay always, or... But Rav Moshe discusses Bizman HaZeh, if it's still something that's okay. But in the middle of the tshuva, Rav Moshe discusses different techniques of mechanchim in order to keep order in the class. And one of the questions was, what happens when you know someone did something wrong? Right? I'm sure this always happens. And you say, unless I'm going to find out who it is, everyone is punished. That's a classic, I do it in my house. You know, it's a classic move. Find that, yeah, exactly. So Rav Moshe says, a raya from this Gemara that you're allowed to do that. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered all of Am Yisrael chotim, even though he didn't let the one person signal himself out. Yeah. Oh, excellent. So Rav Moshe says, but you don't have a raya from this Gemara. Because in this Gemara, you always have the option of Gorolos. When it comes to the Mechanech, he doesn't have that option of the Gorolos, so you can't bring a raya from this Gemara.
Gorolos is your second problem. Or should I say more fundamental? Because who's behind the Gorol telling you a Kodesh Baruch?
Right.
He's not a builder, but I'll tell you through a Gorol.
You're right. So that's already...
What kind of Teretz is it?
Right, so but the Chafetz Chaim writes like that in Hilchos Lashon Hara as well. The Chafetz Chaim writes from this Gemara. Chafetz Chaim says that if someone's assuming, let's say I assume Adi did something, an Avla to me. So now Adi, it's not right, because I'm totally wrong about this. I totally miscalled the facts over here, and really Menashe did it to me, but not Adi, right? So Adi has two options over here. Adi can say, Menashe did it, I didn't do it. Or Adi can say to me, Rabbi, I can't tell you who did it, and I'm not going to tell you who did it, but I didn't do it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, from this Gemara, you see, you're mechuyev to say that I didn't do it, and you can't pin it on someone else. Because if you can remove yourself from the blame without putting Lashon Hara onto another person, said the Chafetz Chaim, that you're mechuyev to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim, lifnim mishur satin, according to this Gemara, not, again, a chiyev is to say, I didn't do it. To say someone else would do it as long as you would get not to be punished and you would allow the person not to have that approach towards you with saying it wasn't me, that you're mechuyev to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshen, the Lefnim Mishuras HaDin would be like who? Like the Rabbanu Shalom. Or like Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan said what? I did it. In order that Menashe shouldn't take the fall. That you're not mechuyev to do. That's lifnim mishuras hadin. But what you're mechuyev to do, says the Shmir Saloshan, is that if, as long as the person would trust you and you would be able to now remove yourself from that situation by saying it wasn't me, but you're not allowed to say that it was him if that's not necessary. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it's over 100%. That's where that's mamish nogeya to tenyan and diyan. Yeah. So, Rabbi Sai, this is just a fascinating maisa that happened with me. And it's just, I just think that this is just very unique because it shows, oh, I'm sorry, let's just finish the Gemara. And the last mocker is from Moshe Rabbeinu because what happened? In Parshas Beshalach, the Dosan and Aviram went out to get the man. And what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu says to all of them, Adonai Me'antem. And even though Rashi explains there are only two people that sinned, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to signal them out, and they're, even though they're Rishoyim Gemurim. You see, this Gemara is even applying to Rishoyim Gemurim, that you're not supposed to be malbin them and embarrass them, and you should now pin the blame on all of Am Yisrael, Adonai Me'antem, in order not to embarrass these two people. It's scary. But these are this Gemara is quoted in Shmiras HaLoshen, Chafetz Chaim, straight out of this Gemara. All these tzokim about when you're not allowed to say things if it's not necessary. What do you mean? He's gonna punish. He's gonna punish. Achon's going to get punished. No, Achon's going to get punished. No, we don't know who. We don't know yet. Right. So that's what Abe was saying is because of the Goro. Right. That's what Rav Moshe says. Right. Right. That's what Rav Moshe thinks there's not necessarily a 100% rule. Yes, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the sixth parak that the mucker of Arvis of Af Pishchad Yisrael who, and also the mucker of Arvis that we're responsible happens to be from Achan, which by the way the Shmiras Loshon also quotes. How do you have the ability to say that I was chayte Adonai Me'antem? That's shaker. It's not true. Says the Sefer Achasidim Shmiras Loshon Chavetz Chaim quotes it. Because of Kol Yisrael Ariven Zelazeh. And if you, a Yid next to you is sinning, then it is Chatasi. It is my sin.
I'm responsible for him. And once I view myself as connected to him, Shmuel HaKotan could say, I was the one who came, Shalai Kedin. I have a chelik in that sin. That's what really means to be a person that understands, Kol Yisrael, Ariv Yisrael is there, and Halacha L'maisa, these people were able to say that I sin. And that's what the Shmir Yisrael Lashon says, the Chafetz Chaim says. That's why they were able to say this Lashon. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to tell you the following story. Senator Joe Lieberman came to YU this past year. I wasn't giving shir. I was in the middle of Seder, and I was about to give shir, and the boys were learning very well. And I'm walking into shir, and the boys are it's a good sugya. Everyone's very excited. We're about to start, prepared for shir and Seder very well, and we're about to. And I get a message from the Anhola that there is a program that Senator Joe Lieberman just came to speak, and the attendance is very schwach. The attendance is not great. So we like all the shiurim to come and attend the speech. So my initial reaction was, I'm going to give shiur. No way. I'm like, what? But then I started thinking. I said, one second. I said, I don't want to cause a busha. I don't want to cause embarrassment to the speaker. I don't want to cause embarrassment. Whatever, even if whoever's fault it was, whatever it was, it wasn't advertised well, whatever it is, it's a busha to the yeshiva, but it's a busha to this mechubed, leader, and he's a representative to Am Yisrael. So now, I had a suffix. What comes first? Bittul Talmud Torah, or Habonas Ponim, of Chaveiro, or a busha. So I went to go talk to Rathorsky about it, on the spot. I didn't know what to do. So we were, Rathorsky was, Kedarko Bakodesh was thinking, for a while about the Shaila. So Rathorsky came to the Svara that, on his own, came to the Svara as that he thinks that we should go to the lecture, and we shouldn't embarrass anyone. And that's what we should do. Even though he wasn't 100%, it was definitely clear, a serious stuffing in his head, but that's the way he paskin, and that's the way we did. And it was a great speech. It was very interesting. And that's what we did. Afterwards, I realized, I saw the Marsha on this Gemara. And the Marsha says that's exactly the background to the story over here. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, finds Reb Chiya on the street. And he asks him, I cannot believe you. You ate garlic in my father's shear? Ask the Maharsha Shah. Do you honestly think that Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, thought Reb Chiya was the one who took out the garlic in the middle of shear? It's not Shayach, that Reb Chiya. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was asking, says the Maharsha Shah, I understand. I know what you did. But how could you be Mevatel Talmud Torah for all these Talmidim? What happened to the Yisr of Talmud Torah? Says Reb Chiya, because all they got up and left. Says Reb Chiya, because Albonat Ponim is Doiche Talmud Torah, Bittul Talmud Torah. And it's this story, says the Maharsha, that was the psak, that ultimately what Reb Chiya said, Mi'umka Deliba, what he thought was actually the story and what happened in the Gemara, that you shouldn't have a person get embarrassed at the expense of Bittul Talmud Torah. Bittul Talmud Torah is nibches, and you should be mevatel Talmud Torah and not embarrass someone else. Yeah.
But one thing for sure, you will never tell us which Rosh Yeshiva did it. Is it the same thing?
Halavai, we should have been at 100 people. I can tell you it was a fusha. Okay. I once heard pretty big chiddush, yeah. But it comes up. It comes up. Comes up with senators, yeah.
It reminds me of what I heard 2 weeks ago in the Parsons Bowl.
Yeah.
So there's a Gemara that says that they killed the donkey.
Yeah.
Why did they kill the donkey? Because they didn't want to embarrass
Right.
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 But that, but
Even Bill and Arusha. Beautiful. 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 So I once we were zeicha a few years ago to host a very big tamach. What? Yeah. That he didn't care. Yeah. Or very understandable why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yeah. So there was a Talmud Chacham, a great gadol that we had discussed to host in the shul, Rav Yisrael Meir Druck. And he came to the shul. So I once heard a shmooze from him on this Gemara. And it's really the Marashah's question, but he asked the following question. Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara goes on and just gave us story after story. And what the Gemara, why the Gemara continue to go on to another story and another story and another story? Gemara wants to know, Mehecha Gomer. And how did he know that? And how did he know that? What's bothering? Anything bothering anyone intuitively with the Gemara? How did Shmuel HaKatan know? Because he learned it from the story with Reb Meir. And how did Yoshua know? Because he knew it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Well, anything bothering anyone? Mecha Gomer? What do you need a source for? It's a sorrow. Don't destroy people's reputations. Don't embarrass people. So the Marsha says, not so fast. Over here, you're actually destroying your own reputation. You're saying that you were Chote. Not so simple. But on the face of it, it really is a difficult question. Me'echa gomer. We need so many Mekiris. And where did Shmuel HaKatan learn? And where did he learn from? And where did Reb Chiya learn from? And where did Reb Meir learn from? Where did Yoshua learn from? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu learn from? It's question number one. Question number two. It's such a star kasha that Reb Druck asked that it's like screaming out of the Gemara. At the end of the day, where did Yoshua learn from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Adon Amiantem. Okay. Right? So what's the kasha? Shmuel HaKatan, you know why he learned from? He learned from the Torah. He has a good raya from the Psukim. Why does Shmuel HaKatan have to go to Rabbi Meir? Why does Rabbi Chiya have to go there? There's a pasuk. Everyone should say Yoshua. There's pesukim about this. How did he learn? How did they learn? How did they learn? How did they learn? What's going on with this Gemara? Number one, it's a svara. Number two, why does everyone need their own Rebbe? Just open up a chumash and look that this is the details in the Torah. Yeah. Oh, excellent. Sandra of Druk, you see a myridik yisod from this Gemara. The seichel of a person is very, very dangerous. A person could think that something is obvious. A person could think this is what the Rebbe told me, this is what my Rebbe told me years ago. Says the Gemara, even what's simple, even what's obvious, you have to ask Eitzah. You have to ask not only Eitzah and find out what Moshe Rabbeinu did, or what Moshe did back in the door. You have to ask Eitzah from your Rabbanim of your generation. And it has to hit home and have that same impact from your Rebbe in your generation. And even what Shmuel HaKatan could have known from Svara, and even what Shmuel HaKatan could have known historically from Moshe Rabbeinu, he still needs to talk it out with his Rebbe. And that's what you see. Something that you could have deduced on your own. It's very dangerous to just totally focus on one's own logic. And therefore, he had to re-speak every situation and know exactly what to do and not to depend on one's logic. And this is the mucker that a person has to always ask Eitzah. Yeah.
So, isn't it said that, Al Panat Panim, it's almost like Yarek, it's at the level of Yarek.
Oh, excellent.
It's like, Yatil HaSmul
Kipshan. Right. Sa'adi is quoting the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota tells us that we learn from Tamar that she didn't want to embarrass Yehuda, that you should even put yourself into Sreifa in order not to embarrass someone. Yeah. So the question really, I was actually wondering that. Why doesn't the Gemara bring that down? Why doesn't the Gemara bring down that she lied and she was actually ready to kill herself in order not to embarrass them? Why didn't all these Gedolim learn from there? And at the end of the day, if the Gemara even quotes a Pasuk, Adon Amiantem, so why isn't that one of the Pasukim? Good kasha. I'm not really sure. Good kasha.
Another way
Exactly. Right. 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 Exactly. 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 That she didn't want to. Right, but she didn't. But there, meaning in Yehuda and Tamar's case, Tamar actually said she took the fall. Yeah. Rachel and Leah just Rachel just did a chesed in order to make Leah not embarrassed, but she didn't take the fall. That's not. Tamar would have been an exact example of what. That's true. That's true. She did something in order to help someone. But this Gemara is in a further chiddush. The Gemara is saying that you take the fall in order not to embarrass another person. Right, you're saying eating shum in a shear is something like. Right. I hear. Okay, good.
And yet, the seventh that it was not Mizuman, in all likelihood, was a Tana.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And there's no mention made as to who did it.
No. No. Exactly, right. Yeah, right. Tana Rabbanan, Vaita Nigvara. Tana Rabbanan, Yishamesa Nevi'im, Ha'achroinim Chagiz Chari Malach, Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh. The Gemara says, when the last Nevi'im, the final Nevi'im, died, so then Ruach HaKadosh was gone from Yisrael. V'afal Pichin, Ayim Ishtamshim Be'baskol. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gave them a baskol. This is where the Gemara introduces us to a lower level of Nevu'ah, called a baskol. Place it says on the top of the daf, baskol. Where does that language baskol come from? They wouldn't hear the exact voice from Shemayim. They heard an echo from the voice coming from Shemayim, and that's the daughter of the kol. It's a baskol. It's not the direct thing. It's like an echo. So that's what Place says. That's the definition of baskol. I don't think so. I don't think so. Even Nevius, the Gemara says, Loi b'shamayim hi. You're not allowed to paskin based on a Novi. Loi b'shamayim hi. So baskol can't be machriel alocha. No, I'm saying even a Novi, which is direct, you can't paskin based on it.
But they say that they did. They
used it as advice, but as terms of psak halacha, you can't be loy b'shamayim. Bezdin always wins based on over any divine voice.
Okay. It has to be
gospel,
not the actual sound. Even if it was the actual voice,
that
would be higher than the
book. So
it's a lower.
Right. Hamachas ayim esum. So one time they were in another attic in Beis Guria, berichu v'nosam aleihem baskel min hashamayim yesh kan echad, and the baskel came out and said yesh kan echad. That's in parentheses. The Marshal says it can't be Kamaish Rabbeinu. Why can't it be Kamaish Rabbeinu? Why does Marshal take it out? Ain't lo kam kamoso. So therefore the Marshal says this is a mistake. Can't be that actually said Kamaish Rabbeinu. Ella she'ein doro zakei lekach. But rather what? He's not recognized and he doesn't have Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu because of the door. You see, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, you see that all the Gedolim, they get their Siyata D'Shemaya, they all get their ability to be close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all B'schus who? B'schus the door. Mm-hmm. So if the Rav is not being Matzliach, it's not the Rav's fault. It's because the door is not Zakai. Nosu Chachamis Enem Behil HaZakin. So the Baskol said, there's a guy here that's mamish like Moshe Rabbeinu, or almost like Moshe Rabbeinu. And all the Chacham said, well, everyone knows who the Baskel is talking about. It's that Tzadik Hillel HaZaken. Ukshemes Amrulov, and when he died, they said about him, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, Talmid Shemal Ezra, this Chassid, this Anav, the Talmud of Ezra, Shuv Pamachas, Hayumasubim Ba'aliyah, Be'avna, they were in another attic, Menasto Aleim Baskel, and there was another divine voice, Menashemayim, Yesh Kanecha Cheroi, Shetishla of Shechina, Elishain Darazak Lekach, there's another person who should get Shechina, but his generation is not worthy. Lekach Nasu Chachamim, Esenem B'Shmuel HaKatan. That's why this is brought here. And the Gemara says that they were all knew that the Basko was referring to. It was Shmuel HaKatan. And what they say at his Hesped, Ukshemes Amru Allah, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, what an unbelievable Chassid, a humble person. Tamido Shel Hillel, Afu Amr B'Shas B'Sasso, Shmuel HaKatan, when he died. Rabbi Say, Ein hashkacha protos gdula mizu. Listen to what Shmuel HaKotan prophesized, this great Shmuel HaKotan, when he died. B'shas misaso, Shimon v'Yishmol lecharba. The two people that we have a kina about, Shimon and Yishmol, that were killed with a cherev, one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, v'chavrohai means all the other Haruge Malchus, liktala. They're going to die in abnormal ways to die. Like Rashi explains, Rabbi Akiva was skinned, and all the horrific stories that we're going to talk about on Tisha B'Av. V'shar Ama Lebiza. And the rest of Am Yisrael were left. And they wanted to say these special things about Yehuda ben Bava and give him a hesped. But they weren't able to, because you're not allowed to give a hesped by someone who was killed by the king. Why are you not, says the Adraman, this Gemara, why are you not allowed to give a hesped by someone who was killed by the king? So the Yadrama gives a few different interpretations. Number one, because right now you have the opportunity to bury him. And you never know when the king's going to change his mind. So don't waste any time with the hesped. It's more important that he gets a kfuras Yisrael. Number two, if you start being maspid him, then the king's going to think you're what? You're in cahoots with him. So you're putting yourself in a sakana, so therefore we don't make a hesped for Aruge Malchus. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abnas Hashana Elim Kein Yirtze Nasi. Not only do you have to be invited by the Nasi, says the Gemara, if the Nasi does not want it, then the Ibra Hashana does not take effect. And there was a time that Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, who went to the ruler for whatever reason, Shabasuria, Vishal Lovo, and it took a while till he came back. The Ibru was Hashana, Almanashi Yirtzu Rabbi Gamliel, Ukshibar Rabbi Gamliel, Amarotzani Nimtze Shana Muberes. And when Rabbi Gamliel came back, and they were Ma'abr the Shana while he was gone, so then it worked, because now they had the Hatzkama of the Nasi. So the Kacha is why? Why is it relevant? Why is it necessary to have the permission of the Nasi? Yeah, of the religious leadership, the Nasi of the Beis Din. He went to the Shilton for other reasons.
The halacha of Nasi.
Yeah.
Is it because he had his political leadership role?
No, I don't think so. I think
that's not a big question.
Well, why did he need the Rosh Beis Din? So I think this Rabosai, this Gemara, has to be interpreted in light of last week's shiur. This is going to be now depend on a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. We discussed last week, the Rambam says that when it comes to Ibra Shana, you need the Beis Din HaGadol. Those seven guys can't just be any seven guys. They have to be the Beis Din HaGadol. And we explained, because the Ramban had murderous kashas against the Rambam from Abaye and Rava, and from situations where you didn't have the Beis Din HaGadol, and you didn't exist at the Lishkas HaGadol, and it was after the Churban. How could you hold that they had Ibra Hashana in all those days? So Soloveitchik explained beautifully that it was the leader of Am Yisrael. It was the people, the dignitaries that represented Am Yisrael, and that's the way that it's done even Bizman Hazeh, the Miuchadim in Eretz Yisrael, that are Makadish and Zachodish, that they have the ability to do that, and that's the way it works Bizman Hazeh. So Rabbi Say, in light of Shitas HaRambam, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. When there's a Nasi around, the Nasi is the one who represents all of Am Yisrael. This Gemara reads beautifully according to the Rambam. You, even if you have people on the Beis Din HaGadol, says the Rambam, and the other seven guys were qualified guys, if you don't have the leader, the spitz leader of Am Yisrael, the Nasi, when he's around, so then the Ibra Hashana Midaraisa Minat Torah can't take effect. That's the way the Rambam is going to read this Gemara. The Rambam that understood that it's not true. The Rambam that understood that what? That there is no halacha of Beis Din HaGadol. Any dayonim min haTorah are really allowed to be mahabris hashana. There's no din of Eretz Yisrael. There's no din of Lishkas HaGozis of the Mokom HaMikdash. There's no Abayin Rabo, says the Ramban. After the Churban, says the Ramban. Therefore, the Ramban says the Rambam's wrong. So how's he going to read this Gemara? This Gemara is l'chora raya to the Rambam. So the answer is the Ramban in his what we read last week, he answered this. He said, and the only reason the Nasi was involved was midrabanon, They made a takana that when the Nasi is around, they took the authority out of any other Bezdin, and they now what? They said that the Nasi should be the one involved. But whereas according to the Rambam, this Gemara is what Ibra Hashanah means. The Nasi is the one who represents the Ratzon of Am Yisrael. That's what we explained last week. That's how the Rambam gets out of all the Ramban's Kasha. And now we understand why it has to be under the auspices of the Nasi. And we also understand, by the way, what Rashi said, that the hazmana, the invitations, have to be from who? From Rabbi Gamliel, from the Nasi, because it's all under his authority. He is the one that's representing the will of the people, the Ratzon Am. He's the Netzig Am. He's the representative of the Am. Whereas according to the Ramban, you have to explain this Gemara, this is a Takanam Derabanan. This was only relevant when there was a Nasi. This is something temporarily that they made it Takanam Derabanan as covered a Nasi, that he should be the one that should be involved. But it's not necessarily representing what Ibar Hashanah represents. And in theory, the Ramban argues this Gemara is not necessarily correct, and b'di'evet they could have done it without the authority of the Nasi.
It's really in such a way that they've done it without him.
Yeah,
was not there.
They did it al menas, and
so
then
they
were ma'aber the shana. They were ma'aber, so they said ma'uberes, and they did it. They did.
Okay.
Then Rabbi Gamliel got back, and they notified him, and he was okay.
So
then the Gemara says it now was megala. It was now revealed that because he was okay with it, that the shana is ma'uberes. And if he was not, it would not be good. It would not be ibra shana.
Wow.
Exactly. That's what Gemara says.
Okay.
But Rabbi Isai, this should be totally on an issue called Brera. Anytime I create a status, I create a halachic entity, and I now say, I want to marry, I don't know, I want to divorce one of the women in this room. And I read a whole get, and it's only revealed which woman I meant only afterwards. The Gemara says that's a problem of Brera. You can't retroactively explain things and clarify things when at the time that I created the halachic entity or the halachic halos, the facts were not clear. That's a problem of Brera. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this issue. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why is this able to be chal? The Ibra Hashanah, we didn't know if the Nasi was okay with it. So at the time of the Ibra Hashanah, it shouldn't have been chal. It shouldn't have been Uber. We should have had to wait and suspend it until Rabbi Gamliel got back. So that's a question that I want everyone to think about. But, yeah.
What you understand is Gemara is that it was Chal.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
That's what Gemara says.
It was Maskim.
I don't think it's Chal.
I think what Dr. Bacon's saying is the answer. It might mean, this is what some of the Mefarshim explain, that I think Rabbi Kiva Eger answers like this, that no, we misunderstood. It's not that you need the Nasi's permission. It's just that the Nasi can't be against it. So therefore, I could make Ibar Hashanah right now, and the facts are clear, and everyone knows what's going to happen. It's conditional that the Nasi doesn't go against it. It's not that I need the will of the Nasi, because if I needed the will of the Nasi, then at the time that I created the Ibar Hashanah, when I created the Chalos, then the facts weren't clear. Then it wasn't. Then that's Brera. That's retroactively taking something that we had no idea about, that we're trying to be Chal. However, what if you would set up the following? I want to create a Chalos, but now, and the Chalos is totally done, but it's just on condition that he's not going to be against it. So argues Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you don't actively need his haskama and you don't need his agreement, it's built in that he can't be against it. So he thinks that would solve the issue of Brera. Before we dive into Marabosai, I want to just quote one Gemara, a famous Gemara. There's a famous story between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel in the Gemara Brachos, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua had a machlekes when Yom Kippur was in a certain year. And everyone knows the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel was arguing with Rabbi Yeshua, and he made, even though Rabbi Yeshua disagreed when Yom Kippur was, he made Rabbi Yeshua come with his stick and his wallet to the Beis Din on the day that he thought it was Yom Kippur. Says Rabbi Chaim, how was Rabbi Yeshua allowed to do that? Rabbi Yeshua himself thought that Yom Kippur was the day before. So Reb Chaim Brisker explains it's exactly based on this Gemara. The Ibur Hashana, the Kiddush HaChodesh is all totally on the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel at that point in time was the Nasi. So therefore Rabbi Yeshua himself knew that as long as the Nasi calls it, whatever the Nasi says is what's going to be permitted. And as long as he's the active Nasi right now, so that's the person I'm going to follow, and that's why I'm allowed to walk with my wallet, even though my calculations say it's really on a different day. So Davin Maris.